Well, hello, and welcome to Unity Church in Albany on this beautiful, beautiful Earth Day. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about Earth Day and merge it a little bit with Bible passage, actually a lot with Bible passage. So hence the reason why the title of today's talk, You Are Ripe for These Times. Now, I know that in today's languaging, ripe means... But that is not the type of ripe I'm referring to today. I'm going that you are ripe like the perfect fruit, like that just ripe orange or a pear or an apple that is just perfect. You know what I'm talking about? Or a peach. I'm making myself hungry. Am I making you hungry? You are in that perfection, ripe for these times. Before I get started, though, I would love to read a couple of Hafiz poems. One I'm going to start with, and then I'm going to bookend it at the end with another one. The first one is A Root in Each Act and Creator. The sun's eyes are painting fields again in lashes with such strokes. Are sweeping across the land. A great palette of light has embraced this earth. Hafiz, just a little clay and water mixed in his bowl, can yield such exquisite scents, sights, music, and whirling forms. What unspeakable wonders must await with the commencement of unfolding of the infinite number of petals that are the soul? What excitement will renew your body when we all begin to see that His, being God, His heart resides in everything. God has a root in each act and creator, that he draws his mysteries, his mysterious divine life form. His eyes are painting fields again, the beloved with his own hands and tending, rising like a precious child, himself in you. I think that is like one of the core teachings of unity, that the blessings and the beauty and the spirit of God is within you. And let me tell you, you are ripe for knowing this, and you are ripe for the picking of the divine fruits that God wants to instill within you. And so, would I interest you in knowing that theologians and religious scholars are coming into alignment in the knowing that Jesus did not speak Hebrew, that he spoke a form of Aramaic. And Aramaic, unlike the Greek, of which we have been blessed with, the Greek, which is very narrow, which is two-dimensional, that form of Hebrew, that which is Aramaic, is very similar to Hebrew, and it's three-dimensional, meaning that it has various levels and layers, that when you read the scriptures in Aramaic, it allows you to have several interpretations depending on where you are at within your life in the moment. Now, not that the interpretations are like a thesaurus. You know, they're in the same realm, but some of the words are slightly different. Well, Jesus spoke Aramaic, and when we talk about the words good and evil, in Aramaic, they are now realizing that when Jesus spoke in the New Testament, this is really all about the New Testament in Aramaic, he wasn't talking about good and evil, that those words that were bashed up against us, those words that we continue to think that as a human, we are either good or evil. Jesus wasn't speaking of that. Actually, the root in Aramaic is that the word is more ripe. Instead of good, that the word that is used in this meaning actually meant that you were ripe. Like a sweet, juicy peach or your favorite fruit. Conversely, if you're ripe, the opposite of ripe is? How about unripe? And I'm enjoying the fact that we laugh and know that your answer was not bad or good if we're staying in alignment. And yet, notice how much we've taken the poison. How much in our own consciousness we're still stuck with a it's bad or good. And there is such a thing as being overripe. But we're not going there. We're sticking with you're either ripe for it or you're unripe, meaning you're either ready to take on spiritual truths or you are unready. And that your actions will show that you are either ready or that you're unready. So if we're reading a scripture, like say the one up here that still has Easter eggs, he who begins a good work in you will carry it on to completion. If we switch that word to ripe, he who begins a ripe work in you will carry it out to fruition. That which is mature, that which is ready to be carried out. Good can make sense, but something that is ready to be carried out makes more sense. Our Bible is mixed with all these sorts of things that we've been battling over. And honestly, it comes because while a lot of the writers were rewriting a lot of the scripture, it became political. It became very political. All of a sudden, the kings and the queens and the rulers of the land wanted to have something to use over the people, to keep them in control, because by God, humans are heathens. And they don't know how to keep rule. And so as a ruler, as a minister and a priest, as whatever the highest form was, I had to bombard you with scare tactics to tell you that you were good or you were evil and you better get right or you're not going to get with God. And let me tell you, God is always with you. God is always loving you. There is nothing that you can do. Now, here's the triple. I'm glad that you're all... There is nothing, no thing you can do that will take God away from you. God will always be there loving you no matter how unripe you are and how unripe your actions are. Amen. That's the truth, is God will love you completely and unconditionally. But because we've been conditioned to think that there is a right and a wrong, a good and an evil, we always want to play that trick within ourselves. Well, what about them? And what about their actions? And what about that? What about them? Stick in your own lane. Continue to move ripe. Ripen yourself. Because that's what all you really need to worry about. Because once you have it in here, once you have it in your consciousness, once you want to say that I want to be ripe, to be the unfoldment of God, then all this in our vision will turn around. But the more we continue to be unripe, to have unripe results is what will come out. And it isn't a good or a bad, it just is. It is the law, it is the principle of the land that what you put out there comes forward. And so I give you, in the storms that we have, the beautiful trees. I don't think we all go out and go, what an evil tree or what a good tree. I'm looking at this tree out here. A storm comes up and a lightning has struck. Maybe a wind has come and a big branch comes down and hits your car or hits your house. Do you then look at the tree and go, evil tree, evil tree? No. Storms come. things happen. And there are aspects of the tree that are weakened and are supposed to break off. Like there are aspects within ourselves that are unripe, ready to be consumed. And when we work with something that is unripe, we have the unripe results. We have something that will happen. And it doesn't mean that this tree, pointing to myself, pointing to you, that the embodiment of the truth of who you are is evil. It just means that you are not ready yet. How freeing is that thought? How many times have we allowed ourselves to separate from God because our actions aren't of that which God would deem holy within us? But how freeing is it to know that I am already holy? It's about am I ready to accept that within myself? Am I ready and ripe enough to move forward in that knowledge that I am more than enough? That my soul is here waiting to awaken to be the presence of God. And the only time that it isn't happening is just when I'm not ready. The sun hasn't shone upon me enough. I haven't eaten enough. I don't eat and consume the presence and the popularity and the presence and power of the truth of who I am. I haven't consumed it enough for me to ripen, to believe. How freeing is that? And so really, know that that's what we are talking about. Charles Fillmore says that when we talk about the tree, we're really talking about from taking the fruit of the good and evil, for the fruit of knowledge, we're talking about taking from that aspect of our consciousness which brings forth our own body. And so when we talk about a tree, actually when we talk about anything in nature, just like Jesus, it is a metaphor, it is a story, because Jesus spoke, Jesus taught in these ways. Why? Because the people of that time couldn't read. Actually, it was forbidden for them to read. Again, there was power struggles. If you could read, you know, knowledge. If you have knowledge, you have power. And the people didn't want people to have power. So they couldn't read. So that's one of the refreshing things of Jesus. Jesus came to them with stories about agriculture, with aspects that they could understand. So ripe and unripe, they could understand ripe and unripe, just like you can. If a tree is ripe, it will bring forth ripe fruit. If the tree is unripe, it will bring forth unripe fruit. How many of us have looked at a tree as it's just a little itty-bitty cute tree? And it has its first offerings, its first pieces of fruit. They're tiny. They're sour. They're cute, but they're not ready. It's the same with us, no matter our age. Depending on where we have implanted and where we are growing in our consciousness, i.e. our soul, where we are going through those growing edges, those are just immature. But beloveds, if we open our hearts and minds, we will all mature. It's us who are stopping it. God is there going, I love you no matter what. I love you no matter how unripe you are. I love you no matter what mistakes you have. I love you. Trust in that. Have faith in that. Dance with me in that. And I will move. You will move. Mountains will be moved for and with you. And so know that also something very important. I knew I was forgetting something else. So that got to me. I think most of you, but if you don't know, let me tell you that the Old Testament in the Christian Bible is basically the Torah. It is, not even basically, it's most of it, not all of it. Let me remind you, or let me tell you, that in the Jewish tradition, the whole thought of original sin is repugnant. It's not within their culture. It's something that Christianity took, again, a power play. But for Jewish people, we're a blessing, and all the teachings of our parent religion is all about the blessing and bringing fruit of ripeness. So when we look about the sin, the original sin, that was made up to help control you. The actual thing is that you are here to bring forth the glory of God. Only you are stopping it. And it's all right. It's not good or evil. It's just we're ready or we're not ready, yes? And so let us now become ready. Let us choose to say, you know what? I'm ready to be the presence of God. I am ready to move into my birthright. I am ready just to be that which I claim to be and sing about here at Unity all the time. I choose to move into that. Next week, we'll talk about how you become ripe, because you know, I leave you walking here with, I am ripe, I'm ripe, and then you're going to go, How do we, we're going to talk about that. We're going to use the Aramaic version of the Beatitudes. But with that, let me do Hafiz again. And this one is titled, I Vote for You, for God. When your eyes have found the strength to constantly speak to the world all that is most dear to your own life. Life being in capital L means spiritual. When your hands and feet and tongue can perform in that rare unison that comforts this longing earth with the knowledge. Your soul has been groomed in his city of love. And when you can make others laugh, with jokes that belittle no one, and your words always unite, Hafiz does vote for you. Hafiz will vote for you to be the minister of every country in the universe. Hafiz does vote for you, my dear. I vote for you to be God. The reality is that if we accept it, if we say God is everywhere present, that everything that is around us, everything, every aspect of us and everything around us, we are unified and we are God. Let us not be scared of that. Let us embrace the truth of who we are so that we can now create heaven here on earth. With that, I invite you to the, do we have the affirmation now? Yes. Yeah, yes. Woohoo. I invite you to this week's affirmation. And let us say this together several times with space in between so that you can absorb it. Together, I am inspired, enthusiastic, and ready to be the change I wish to see in the world. Why don't you just settle into your consciousness really quick? Because we read it and you just kind of go, let us just open space for that. And let's say this one more time. I am inspired, enthusiastic, and ready to be the change I wish to see in the world. You are all beautiful blessings. God bless you all. Thank you.